Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Happy Leap Year Day, or Leap Day. I'm not sure which way you're supposed to say it. But we're going to say Happy Leap Day. Now, if you remember last week, and earlier in the month, I had said, I want you to call in today. There will be no negative, which wasn't easy as I was going through news this weekend. No negative, only positive. I want to know what you love about this nation. Or you can call in and just tell me something you're extremely thankful and grateful for. What is it you love and appreciate about this nation? 877-895-5410. Well, why I love America. I had to stop and really think, you know, because we get clouded with all the ugly that's going on right now, and there's a lot of it. Well, I asked a member of my household last evening, and he gave me one word, opportunity. With all the ugly corruption, I got to thinking about this, with all the ugly corruption, the lack of morals, the greed of this nation, we do still have opportunity. If there was not opportunity, I wouldn't be here with you today, and you wouldn't be here with me. There was a great sacrifice by many. We mention our founding fathers, but there were many more who fought that you might have opportunity. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, prosperity, or property, regardless of the faults of our education system, we still have the opportunity to self-educate through books, numerous news sources, and there are several to choose from, technology, apprentice positions, learning at home from one another. We have choices in life. If every situation, there is still a choice. Sometimes that choice doesn't feel so optional, but there is still a choice to do right, to do wrong, or just choose a different path than where you're headed. Which road, which path do you choose? Americans have always been unique. I fear we are looking too much like the rest of the world these days. We hear the phrase global, which in and of itself is not bad, to trade globally, to travel the globe, but to become like the other nations. Well, I prefer to choose not to do that. I would have never envisioned myself as a talk show host. Never. I wanted to be a stewardess, but I was too short. I wanted to go into interior designing. I wanted to be a mother. I ended up doing the latter, became a mom. The American history of Beth is simple. It's no fanfare, no great accomplishments, or curing diseases or inventing some great device. I didn't yet write a book to inspire others to live grand. I am a loyal person. I am a person who forgives. Still have issues with that forgetting part. I am a person who tries to believe in others. I'm a person who believes in this nation. That's why I'm here. But only because I believe in the average American like myself. And I don't mean to insult anyone by saying average. I believe in our heritage. The good, the bad, and the ugly of it all. I believe we can live free. And I believe we owe that salvation of this nation's liberty to our founding father's sacrifice. But more importantly, We have a duty, and we owe it to our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren to preserve liberty. I believe in God. I believe in a God who is bigger than all the D.C. corruption. I believe we were created equal, and that liberty comes from God and not government. And I believe in you. A society grows great when old men plant trees whose shade they know they shall never sit in. Our founding fathers were those great men. Many of them never lived to see the shade of liberty. Alexis de Tocqueville said, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." Well, let us, on this leap year day, commit to being planters of trees and being good, so that America will once again or continue to be good or great. Trump has his little logo, his little saying, "Make America Great Again." Well, it's not up to one man to do this. It's up to we, the people. We truly are the solution to all the ugly and negativity that we see and hear day in and day out. But on this day, I want to hear the positive from you. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Now, I want to share with you a little bit about what Leap Day is, and we're going to go straight to the phone lines first. We're going to go to Joe in Arkansas. Joe, how are you today?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, and how about you, Bethan?
I'm hanging in there, too. We've got an extra day this year, so we got to hang a little longer.
Okay. I wanted to talk about what I think is the best thing about America. And it's never been perfect in this way, of course. Still not perfect, but I think more than any other country in the world, America has had a sense of equality amongst the people. I think everybody has been equal in America more so than any other country in the world. And I think the reasons for it, I think there's two main reasons for that. And this is that amongst the founding fathers, there was two major philosophies, I believe, and that was Protestantism and deism. And Protestantism, of course, teaches that everybody is equal under God, no king but King Jesus. You know, everybody is equally subject to the laws of God. And there aren't any bishops or popes or priests or anything like that that are closer to God than anybody else. You know, that's Catholic. And so I think Protestantism and teaching that everybody is equal under God was one of the most wonderful, one of the best influences in early America that somewhat carried over to this day. And I think deism, also very prevalent amongst the founding fathers, was a great influence because this teaches that everything is governed by natural law, and of course everybody is equally subject to natural law. And it gave Americans a strong interest in natural law in the beginning, and that made Americans very inventive, and it was responsible, I think, for a lot of progress of invention in the United States because Americans were so interested in the workings of natural law and studying, you know, how to use natural law to improve life.
I think you're right.
So I think people ought to talk about the great Protestant deist heritage of America, not the great Judeo-Christian heritage of America, because I think Protestant deist would be a lot more accurate as to what the really, truly good parts of the American heritage are rather than Judeo-Christian.
And we know that the Founding Fathers believed in evangelical. I mean, they wanted to be evangelists. That's what they wanted to do with the nation. And also, I believe you're absolutely right. We're going into a break, but I wanted to say this. I think you're right. We are equal. I think we do have that equality spirit amongst us, even though we have prejudices that exist that'll never go away. I think on the whole, on the full beings of the United States of America, the people, I think we do feel that we're equal to our neighbors and that they are equal to us. I think we feel that way. We're going into a break. Thank you so much, Joe, for your input. I always appreciate you so much. 877-895-5410. Nothing negative day, only positive. What do you love about this country? 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
CJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. I'm trying to sing along with the music there. And it is Leap Day. Happy Leap Day. And I always think of things going backwards because that, you know, that's when they have the Sadie Hawkins and the woman asks the guy to dance instead of the guy asking the girl out or whatever, or vice versa, to marry, whatever. And so I always think of doing things backwards. Well, all we've talked about is the corruption and the ugly and the lying and the political stuff. But when we get down to it, it's all about America. It's all about we the people, and it's all about putting things in perspective and priorities. And Chris is going to share with us his blessings. He's from Massachusetts. Chris, how are you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you for the opportunity to put my two bits in.
Absolutely.
You know, I know you're endeavoring and your supporters are endeavoring to bring America home. Mm-hmm. And that's generic to finding a path because our nation is lost.
I agree.
But the founders of our country, in the light of the Bible, laid down a path for us. It's called the United States Constitution, together with the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights. And so the path is laid out for us. We simply need to realize we're lost and find that path these godly men and women laid for us and get back on it. And that path will lead us home, which is why I'm thankful for your show today.
Well, thank you. You know, when I talked last week with that little quote that I had, as lost as Alice and as mad as the Hatter, I see the American people being angry and they know something's wrong, but they don't understand exactly what. And you've kind of nailed it right here.
I think you nailed it. long before I did.
Well, we have many blessings, even amongst the ugly and the things that are going on. We have many blessings in this nation to be thankful for, in our little communities, in our large cities, wherever you might be. We have a lot to be thankful for. I'm smack dab in the middle, and I like to say from sea to shining sea, we have much to be thankful for. Are you listening on shortwave or on the internet or on your phone?
Yes, on the shortwave right in Massachusetts.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Appreciate you. Thank you, Beth Ann.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I wanted to share with you just a little something. I won't stay on this very long, but this is actually coming from Bill Federer. He's that historian, you know, that just amazes me how he does these things. But he's talking about February the 29th as Leap Day. Now, again, the phone lines, I want you to feel free to call in. Tell what you're thankful for. Tell why you love this nation. No ugly, no negative today. And I know that's going to be difficult because it is hard when we've been fed the good, the ugly. Nothing but that for months and months and months. So it's hard to throw that out of your head. But stop a minute, take a deep breath, let it out real slow, and let me know what you're thankful for. Why do you love this country? 877-895-5410. He says here, this is Bill Federer, that February 29th is Leap Day. It was invented in 45 BC when Julius Caesar replaced the many calendars used throughout the Roman Empire based on the moon's lunar cycles with one unified calendar based on the sun, having 365 days and a leap day every fourth year. This was called the Julian calendar. Caesar also made the beginning of the year January 1st previously. Now, this I think I might have heard it once before, but I forgot all about it. Previously, the first month of the year was March. So I guess tomorrow we could have a Happy New Year, huh? We could start all over again. Remnants of March being the first month can be seen in the Latin names of our months. September, October, November, and December. September is the Latin word for seven. October is the Latin word for eight. November is the Latin word for nine. December is the Latin word for ten. The old fifth month, Quintilis, was named after Julius Caesar, being called July. As it only had 30 days, Julius Caesar took a day from the old end of the year, February, and added it to July during the month of 31 days. That's my year. I mean, that's my month. I was born in July, so I found that kind of interesting. The next emperor, it says here, August Caesar, renamed the old sixth month, Sextilis, after himself, calling it August. A day from the old end of the year, February, was added to August, giving that month 31 days and leaving February with only 28 days. So they just kept stealing from it, I guess. After three centuries, it goes on here to explain more. It goes after three centuries and 10 major persecutions. The Roman Emperor Constantine recognized the Christian religion, and he goes on to explain some of the other things within the calendars that came to be. But I found that very interesting, and I thought you might as well. Now, going back to what we love about America, let's go back to the phone lines. We have Frank in Louisiana. Frank, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm grateful for two things to the good Lord. I'm grateful for you and Shortwave Radio because we know that in 1968, the congressional hearings came out and said that ABC News, CBS, and NBC, the stock was owned by the Rockefellers, which
yes,
is an illegal monopoly. And we know who controls the same banking powers that control us control the news media, so we
and yet we're shocked, aren't we? Every day we turn on the news, we're shocked.
And I am thankful to the First Amendment because the First Amendment is the only thing right now that is standing between us and total silence, where the people's mind would be indoctrinated by the diabolical tax-exempt elite on Wall Street. And I thank God for you. I thank God for your shortwave colleagues, and I thank God for the First Amendment, because the thing that they fear the most is protest. They can't stand it.
And that's why they want us divided. They want us to look at each other as we are not equal. They want us to they label us because they know and understand. And I think we're seeing that. I just think it's chaos at the moment. But I think we're seeing people waking up and they just don't know where to turn. But I think we're seeing it. It's just that people have been asleep so long they don't really know what's going on. But I think we're seeing an awakening.
I do too. And I tell you what, the thing that they fear the most, the powers that be,
is for us to stand together.
Is when we stand in front of them with protest signs and point our finger at them and say, we know who you are, we know what you're doing, and we're getting all the truth out there, because when you shine light on darkness, it is written that darkness must flee.
That's protest. A good point. Good point. I appreciate it very much, Frank. Thank you. Thank you. You know, I'm grateful, too. I didn't say that necessarily, but I'm grateful, too, for every one of you out there. Because like I've said, you know, I will be here 5 years, the 1st of May, just with you and me. And you have grown to be so special to me. Each and every one of you, even when we disagree. I disagree with my brothers sometimes. But I still love them. And I'm not always right. And I'm not one of those talk show hosts that's going to get up and tell you that I'm always right. And people do change through the years. We do change. As we grow, get a little wiser, get a few years behind us, a few wrinkles on our face, a few gray hairs. I call it glitter. We learn. Well, this is coming from someone in the sand hills of Nebraska. And I'm going to confess that I dug this out because I did a Why Do I Love America? And this is Why Do I Love Rural America several years ago. And this person says she didn't sign, he or she did not sign their name, just an initial. How do I love rural America? Let me count the ways. Freedom, fresh air, open skies. It's where I was taught right from wrong. It's where working hard and living honestly is life. Not just a way of life, it is the way it is. It's where I learned respect for others and the world around me. It's where I learned that life isn't always fair and you've got to roll with the punches. It's where you wave at everyone on the road and say hello to everyone you meet. It's home. Do you love America? Rural, city, urban, because it's home. We're going into a break. Why do you love America? No bad news today, no negativity, only positive. 877-895-5410. We have some calls holding and we'll get to you as soon as we come back. 877-895-5410 and we will be right back.
Accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app.
working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We are talking positive today. Only good things. We're not going to talk about the ugly in the politics. We're not going to talk about the corruption in D.C. We're going to talk about the positive of why we love this country, why we love to call it home. We have Kay from Nebraska. Kay, how are you today?
I am fine. It's time for a big thank you to Beth. Thank you, Beth.
You're welcome.
For their diversity in ideas. I've got kind of a cold, excuse me.
That's okay. Going around.
Thank you for your diversity in ideas. Thank you for diversity you have allowed to be discussed over your talk show. Thank you for all you have done to allow freedom of speech. That's an outstanding feature. Mm. Thank you.
You're welcome, Kay, and I want you to know how much I appreciate you, and we've become quite the girlfriends, even though we're miles and miles away, and I appreciate you very much, and I want you to know that forever.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, folks, it's very touching to be loved like that, and Kay, I just can't say enough. You're such a wonderful patriot lady. And, you know, I brag about going back to the founding fathers. I go back to the Brigadier General Thomas Sumter. But Kay's got me beat because she goes all the way back in her lineage and her family, goes all the way back to George Washington. And he was a stand tall kind of guy, and she is a stand tall kind of woman. And I appreciate that, Kay.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Very well.
Have a good day, dear.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Leap day. I don't know. It's just another day, really, I guess. But we've added a day to the calendar. We'll be a day longer this year. Will we be a day more grateful this year for the things that we do have, even though we see the things that we're losing? Will we see the things that are good in this nation? In my first segment, I shared my monologue with you, trying to pep you up, because there's so much to get discouraged about. But when we recognize the foundation that we have with our God and with our founding fathers and with, as Chris said, that Constitution, that we need to hang on to it. Now, that was Frank from Louisiana, excuse me. That the Constitution is our path. Well, when I read this poem, I often think about my life. I often think about the paths that have been taken or the roads that have been taken in this world. And what I wrote in the monologue about becoming and looking like others instead of looking different. I think about the Robert Frost poem, The Road Not Taken. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both, and be one traveler long I stood, and looked down one as far as I could, to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then I took the other as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear, though as for the passing there had worn them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay, in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day, yet knowing how way leads on to way. I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in the woods, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. Our founding fathers took a road less traveled. When they dared to dream of liberty, when they dared to dream of a government that was governed by the people, for the people, I think that's one thing. Maybe it's the wrong thing that makes me so patriotic, so grateful to the founding fathers. They were just men. They had their issues back then, just like men do today. But they had a commitment. They saw an opportunity. And it wasn't an easy opportunity. And it wasn't the road that was trampled down. It was the road that was less taken and grassy and lush. It was a path less taken. The path for liberty. Dare we be like the founding fathers, to now take a stand for liberty, for our grandchildren, for our great-grandchildren, and the generations yet to come. We hear a lot of things in this world that are ugly. We hear a lot of news that is bad. But there's good things that happen across this nation day in and day out that we fail to report that we fail to talk about. Because for some reason, the nature of man is to want to hear the ugly and the gossip and to think that somebody did this or that, I guess because it esteems us just a little more. Well, I have a story here about a group of firefighters. They rescued a family whose electricity was cut off. It says here that the firefighters from the Clinton Township Department of Fire Rescue EMS in Michigan responded to a non-emergency medical call earlier this month and discovered that the household didn't have electricity, according to a statement from the fire chief, Michael C. Fye. The Clinton Township Fire Rescue Emergency, Ryan McCune, the firefighter responsible for the act of compassion. The parents who have two children with disabilities, including one who uses a ventilator full-time, had fallen behind on payments. So one of the firefighters, 35-year-old Ryan, decided to cover the family's entire $1,023.75 electric bill. This might sound corny, he says, but we are here to help. There's a lot of people who do good. They do good work. Firemen, cops, teachers, and they don't get any recognition, so I wasn't seeking any. I'm just trying to give back. Will we give back to our children, to our grandchildren, to our great-grandchildren? Do we give back in our community? I have said over and over and over again. That's how we bring America home. We start at home. We start at home teaching the children the things that the public school system won't teach them. The church Sunday school class won't teach them. It is up to you to teach them. To become the kind of people that Ryan is. When you see another in need, if you can possibly help, you do that. And that is commanded by us. If we can possibly help, we must do that. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio with Beth Ann. It's Positive Day on Leap Day. And I'm ready for your calls at 877-895-5410. What is it you love about this country? What is it you're thankful for? 877-895-5410, and we will all be right back.
David Keefton, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're in the final segment of today's show. It has been a positive show, and I want to thank all of those who have called in thus far. The number is 877-895-5410. What are you thankful for? Why do you love this nation? I dug out, you know, as American as apple pie. You know, used to talk about baseball and apple pie being all American, and we still think of that. You know, when my kids were playing baseball and such in school, I would, you know, anything can happen in baseball. That's one thing about that sport. It can turn around at any time. And I don't know about your family. My family loves apple pie. I don't have a single one of them in the household that doesn't like my apple pie. It's kind of an American thing, and barbecuing, you know, those things are all American. Independence is all American. It's we talk about that, being sovereign. We see it slipping away, but we're not going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about what we do have. And we have much to be grateful for. I tried to find some poems for today, but most of them were about having a birthday on today. But if you know me, you know I have this desire. I haven't had a vacation or time off in a long, 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 long time. And I have this desire to go to the ocean again. I went, how many years ago? 13, 14, 15 years ago. An ocean at the ocean. Today I tried to hide as the waves approached rippling near seaside. Reminded me of younger days, salt water at first hand, playing with children sunbathing on the sand. Like time in a bottle, birthdays come and go. For me, this event certainly has been slow. Yes, sad as it seems, 4 years is a dream. each one memorable, making my eyes gleam. For today I have cried as the tide rolls in, waiting for my leap tide, rushing to the seaside. Another person with a birthday, but they kind of put the leap tide and the seaside together. CSC Talk Radio is here for you. I'm not like the other talk show hosts. I try to cover it all within less than an hour. I'm on an hour, but with the commercial time, it's less than that. I try to bring to you as much as I can the common sense as I find it. I try to bring diversity, as Kay said. I try to let you have your say. Sometimes I get scolded for not letting somebody talk long enough. Sometimes I get scolded for letting people talk too long. You know, it's kind of 6-1, half a dozen the other. I can't seem to win for losing some days, but I do the best I can. And as my mentor used to say, I do the best I can with the tools I got. For those of you who are listening, and listen every day, I want to thank you for that. And you are one thing that I am very grateful for. We have Linda from New Mexico. Linda, how are you today?
Good morning, Beth Ann. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
I just want to say that I'm proud to live in this country, and I think we are so blessed because I think this country, the people in this country are the most generous people on the planet.
You are absolutely right. Just like that firefighter that decided, and I'm sure he didn't have a buttload of money to take, you know, that he could just give it away to this family, but he did a sacrifice, I'm certain.
Yes, ma'am. You know, we help everybody all around the world, and, you know, there's a lot of good people out there doing a lot of good things, and you will never see that on the news, and I think we have to remember that there is a lot of good.
Absolutely, Linda. You're absolutely right. And just like that story with the firefighter, you know, there's so many times we know that somebody has helped somebody and it goes unnoticed. And most of them want it unnoticed. But
yes.
We are generous people. For the majority of us, I call us average Americans, we are the generous people.
Yes, ma'am.
I
want to thank you very much for what you do for us.
Oh, you're welcome. You're very welcome.
Yep.
Thank you.
You have a good day.
Thank you. Love you, Linda. We have John from Missouri. John, how are you today?
I'm fine. I just wanted to mention that if a person wanted to watch as good a show as Bob Hope and all those comedians, why, all you need to do is just turn on the all this politics Bob Hope wouldn't have a chance against them. Why, he, and I don't know, I definitely am not too proud of any of them that's running.
Well, I think there's a lot of us that feel that way.
I do know I'm supposed to be positive, so I'll quit.
Well, you can be positive that things aren't quite the way they're supposed to be. How's that?
Thank you, John. If you want to turn into a better program than Bob Hope was, why, just turn on them. And I sure thank you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it so much, John. We got to kind of laugh at it. You know, I said that when my house burned down that we went to look at it the next day, and it was before Christmas. It was the 16th of December. And we were distraught, to say the least. And we went to look at it. And here comes the dog dragging out this black ball that happened to be my turkey. The turkey I'd already purchased to cook. And now I haven't burnt a turkey, so my husband wasn't telling the truth when he said this, but he said the dog stank and went, she burned it again. You have to laugh at tragedy when it hits. Now, I wanted to say, for those of you who have listened to me faithfully on KSDZ FM there in Gordon, Nebraska, they have made some program changing, and I won't be on that show. This is the last day you will hear me on that station, unless things change. I am on shortwave. You can listen to me on the internet. And I'm going to do my best to find another station in your area. Maybe you can help me with that as well. Because I think it's very important for us to stand together. I think it's very important for us to have positive days. I think it's very important for us to take the path or the road less taken. Because that road is still there. It still needs those unique Americans to walk down that road to preserve liberty, to stand for justice and the Constitution, to hold our hands together and bring America home.
Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are/were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit. Proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice." The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.